This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Dan Quinn Coaches Show. In the player segment, we got Desmond Trufant, and True was a monster yesterday. He's been he's a veteran of that DB room, and chop up a little bit here with Desmond Trufant. True, congratulations on the win, man. I know it was big.
Yeah, it was definitely big. You know, good to get a win under our belt. And, you know, just looking forward to next week now.
You had talked about how much you worked in the offseason. You could see it kind of in the OTAs. You could see it in camp. You saw it come to life in the preseason with where you were. Tell me about that. Tell me about what you kind of came into the offseason with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, working hard on some stuff.
Yeah, I just attacked this offseason, worked really hard. Felt like I had one of my best offseasons, was healthy. You know, put on a little bit more weight, stuff like that. Felt strong, fast, and just wanted to, you know, attack the off-season program aggressively, take that into camp, you know, play with that confidence, you know, focus on my weaknesses and try to, you know, turn them into strengths. And, yeah, and it's, you know, so far it's transferred over into the season, and I'm just going to, you know, try to build on it.
You've always had really good ball skills. I always thought you caught the ball really well. Last year you had a few that you weren't able to secure.
More than a few.
Okay, well, I'm, you know, I'll let you say that. I said, well, how much did that bother you? How much did that fuel you to get ready for this year?
I mean, it's definitely it bothers you just because, especially when you work on something so much. And, you know, that's just the life of an athlete. You know, sometimes it just don't go your way or the ball don't bounce your way. But I just didn't let it, you know, stop me from doing what I needed to do to continue to believe, to continue to work. And, you know, eventually I knew, you know, it's going to start bouncing my way as long as I keep working and stay ready. And, yeah, that's just what I've been doing.
How much did you sense that the defense took what happened to you guys last week personal? They moved you, they pushed you guys around a little bit in the run game. How much did you sense that was kind of going into this week, into the Philly game?
Definitely. We know we didn't play how we, you know, up to the standard last week. They, you know, they brought it to us. You got to tip your hat off to them. So this week we had a great week of practice, and we was locked in, played with a lot of energy, swagger. We was having fun out there. We was flying around, getting the ball off them guys. So I was excited what I seen.
Falcons corner Desmond Trufant here on the player segment of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Des, when you look at the group in general in your room, I joked with you at camp. I said, you're the old man in the room now. It's kind of crazy to think that, because I remember you and Rocky coming in together. And talk to me about that and how you've kind of taken on that leadership role of that group.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too old, you know.
You reminded me of that,
you know what
too.
I'm saying? Like, you're only old as you feel, right. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I feel good. We got a lot of young guys in the room now, but we do have some veteran leadership with myself. Keanu, Rico, you know, we've played a lot of football together, so we just trying to lead the way for them guys, you know, set the example, and you know, just go out there, play with relentless effort, and you know, give them something to follow.
Yeah, I think you reminded me of that too. I'm not too old. What are you, 27 now? 20?
I'm 29. I just 29? Turned 29.
Okay,
like
so
a week
still,
ago.
You're still in your 20s.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody that True is a young old man. He's 29. He's the veteran of the group, man. He's on me all the time when I say that. So I want to remind everybody, just a young guy at 29 years old. What is it about Sunday night for you? It was a couple of years ago, I think, the Green Bay game. You had a pick, you had a scoop and score. There's something about when the lights are the brightest, Desmond Trufant shines the brightest. What's going on with that?
I mean, I've heard that from some people in my family too. I don't know. I just, you know, it's just something about I mean, every game is important, but it's just something about when you know everybody's watching, and especially when you got a great opponent, you know, and I'm just, you know, ready to step up. It's all about, for me, just taking my respect. You know, it's that simple. I want people, when they watch my film, you know, to say, you know, this guy, you know, he leads it out there, he competes, and, you know, that's a guy I respect.
You mentioned a few moments ago it was nice to have an off season where you were healthy, where you could train. Who said the same thing? Julio was talking about how it was one of the better in this game, playing this game. He was finally felt like he was healthy in this game. Give the fan an idea of what it's like. I mean, because you do come out of seasons banged up and trying to get yourself back to where you can just train the right way to get ready to play. But how difficult is that?
It's definitely difficult. I mean, the season is hard on your body just in general. So whether you have a injury or not, you know, you still got to give your body time to recover, you know. But it makes a total difference because, you know, if you do have an injury, you have to alter how you work in the off season. And, you know, for me, you know, I felt really good. So I was able to, you know, push myself to, you know, to higher limits, you know. And you know, it's showing. You know, I feel good, feel fast, feel strong. So, Lord willing, you know, I stay healthy and, you know, just keep working.
All right, you just checked the tape out with your teammates and went through it. What did you see that you – obviously you liked the takeaways. You guys did a good job of getting around the football. You attacked the quarterback. I know there's always things – you guys are always talking about things you need to work on. What did you see in there that you got to get better at?
I think just, you know, there's plays here and there that, you know, we kind of miscommunicate on and, you know, sometimes bust stuff like that. But that's just natural, you know. Sometimes, you know, it's the NFL, things happen. But, you know, there's plays that we definitely can stop. You know, it's one thing when an opponent just, you know, out-athletes us. You know, it's the NFL, but we got to limit, you know, the mental mistakes and mental errors. You know, that's how you don't want to lose like that. So, but overall, I thought we played solid and we got something to build on.
Absolutely. Okay, you got a team coming in you haven't even looked at yet and you haven't seen them. Wow, you got to go all the way back to your third year, second year in the league mm-hmm. when you start talking about Indianapolis. But you know of them. You know it's a team that has some aspirations of playing in the postseason as well. T.Y. Hilton's on that team. Mm-hmm. Got a new quarterback. They got a really good running back. You guys tend to really focus on yourselves as much as you do, maybe even more so the opponent. Mm-hmm. Talk about that and trying to get yourself right regardless who you're playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just got to study your matchup. That's how I do it. I study my matchup. You know, who were their go-to guys? How do they like to feature them? Do they like to, you know, take shots deep? Do they like to run quick game? Do they like to run the intermediate routes? Do they throw screens? How's the quarterback throw? Does he overthrow? Is he accurate? You know, things like that. So, you just, as the week goes on, you just slowly learn more and more. And you got to make sure you're right yourself, too, with, you know, your practice habits and stuff like that. Because, you know, usually when you have a good week of practice, it carries over into the game.
Desmond Trufant for about a couple more minutes here on Sports Radio 1990 Game. We talked about that room, and you just talked about studying tape and looking at things. You kind of came into this league as a more veteran guy when it came to preparation anyway because of your family. Your brothers played in this league. How much have you had to impart that on some of the younger guys, Isaiah Oliver, some of these other guys, mm-hmm. learn how to study tape?
Yeah, well, we're always talking as in the room, you know, what you see. Did you see that? Did you see these signals that they do in this situation? They do this route concept. So you go make that play. I'm going to have you over the top. You know, things like that. We're always talking with each other. And like you said, I had my brothers that taught me, had some great coaches in college as well that taught me how to watch tape too. So, yeah, tape's big because it helps you play fast and, you know, allows you to go make those plays.
You guys were laying the lumber yesterday defensively. Did that feel like a more physical game, one of the more physical games you played? And when you two get together anyway, it's usually physical, but that felt like it was pretty physical out there.
Yeah, definitely. I felt just overall as a defense – in general, we was flying around. You know, the D-line was rushing like crazy. You know, Rico and Kiki was making some big hits back there. And, me and Isaiah, we was, getting in guys' faces, playing tight, playing aggressive. And, that's our style of ball, but we still can take it, to the next level. And we definitely going to do that.
Des, we appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you joining us, man.
All right, thank you.
Desmond Trufant, monster night, two interceptions was a big part of why the Falcons came away with their first win of the 2019 state season. Stay right here on 92.9 The Game. More Dukes of Bell coming up right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.